Well, there have been a couple of other updates that have been going on. The Podfather has returned to the podcast world, and I presume I'm allowed to talk about it. I didn't actually ask, and I think Big Fatty has mentioned it, although one hesitates to use the word Big Fatty and behind in the same sentence, but I am behind in Big Fatty's podcast, so I don't know if he's mentioned it or not.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
One hesitates to use the word Big Fatty and behind in the same sentence, but...
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1046 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1th of February, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Yo, we've got more entries, and we've got more voicemails, and bang! Hello, lovers! Big Fatty, how sweet, how romantic! Hello, lovers! Oh, that's lovely! Hi, everyone! I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. It's the 1st of the month of love, and it falls on a hump day. Big Fatty, you've turned it into something vulgar. It didn't take long. I knew it would be vulgar. So, anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day's going well. And, y'all, I hope you remembered your pinching a punch, your rabbit, when you got up, so that February will be a lucky month for you. Y'all, and there's an extra day this month. It is a leap. Year. And y'all, I'm not sure, but is this the first leap year BFO we've had? Let's see now, because Sunday will start year 5, so I don't know if this is the first one or not. Big Fatty, you'll have to research it. Perhaps that Brian in Boston, since he's the resident historian of the BFO, perhaps he can research that for you. But, of course, he's unsubscribed. But y'all, I may have perhaps my assistant who helps me with the exiting of the birth canal could research that for me. I don't know, y'all. Y'all, speaking of my assistant who researches the exiting of the birth canal, y'all, today is Scooter Buddha. This is Scooter Buddha's exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, my assistant said that Scooter Buddha was on the How to Do Pancakes little show. Y'all, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's on the Babylon. Y'all, it's the Hanging Gardens of Babylon little show that Scooter Buddha is on. But y'all, that is not the only celebration of exiting the birth canal that we have today. Big Fatty, hush! Hush, Big Fatty! Just hush! Hush and play the music! Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that music is going to make one person want to get up and dance, y'all, because y'all, today, the 1st of February, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Olive. That, y'all, that is Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive. He is having a special luncheon with some of the old biddies today. Big Fatty, don't call them the old biddies. Well, it's true. So, if you see Miss Kitty online, send him a little message to pass along your special greetings for his favorite dancing girl, Miss Olive, and the biddies. Big Fatty, enough with the biddies.
With Big Daddy, oh, he is is sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty and Smooth. I thought I'd share my grocery shopping experience with you today. I spent $123, but I saved $42.79. I thought that was pretty good. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, didn't you play that one already? Y'all, I can't remember. I can't remember. So, Moose P, if I've played that one already, congratulations again on your savings at the Von's East. And if I haven't played it, congratulations on your savings at the Von's East. Big Fatty, you're losing it. You're just losing it, just like that, Miss Bacon.
Hey, Big Fatty. I can't even believe. Okay, don't play this on the show. So I'm at my hotel. Seriously, don't play this on the show.
Hey, Fatty, why does she do that? Because, y'all, she's Miss Bacon. That's why she does that. But, y'all, have no fear. Believe it or not, I know you're going to find this unbelievable. But, y'all, she called back.
I'm just sitting in my hotel room listening to my favorite podcast. Oh, wait, just a minute. I'm in my room listening to my favorite podcast and just thinking about my campaign.
Yesterday it was the gist of.
Oh, wait, just a minute. Here we go.
I want her. I want her.
Wait, I think I need to go finish gathering my thoughts. Goodbye.
Hey, honey. Why didn't she tell you to hang up on that one? She's listening to those foul monkeys. That's vulgar. That's just vulgar. Y'all, I don't get it. But anyway, y'all, just in case I have previously played that voice letter y'all, that is the Greek chicken and some chicken, lemon chicken rice soup and a solid. Y'all, it was delicious. It's just delicious. But y'all, just in case I did play that previous voice letter from Moose P, y'all, I'm going to play. I've got another one from Moose P. Big Fatty, you're just loaded with Moose P. But please, no, that sounds vulgar.
If it's Moose. Don't blame me for not belching now. Come on. I'm trying to get the rabbit used to it because I sure do it enough here. So you belch all you want. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Moose P, since I just belched right before I took your call. Y'all, evidently Buddy Rabbit does not like it when Big Fatty belches. But y'all, you evidently I've been given the go-ahead to just let it, just blow it out, just let it fly. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. Please, move forward.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Mr. Larry H. Fader, calling you from California. And I was just calling. It's a very serious matter that I was calling about. I'm not going to enter myself in your number one fan contest. I just don't feel like that'd be fair since you're my number one fan. People would probably think that, it was rigged or something when I won. But I just wanted to call and give everyone my support for the candidate that I think should be the number one fan, and that's Miss Kathy Bacon. Kathy Bacon is a very fine fan, and she is the right person to lead you through the 2012 until the 2013 Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I'm fat. I'm stumbling all over my words, but I say vote Bacon. Vote Bacon. Thank you for calling, Big Friday. Bye now.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since it's come up, we're just going to go ahead and get it out of the way for today. Y'all, don't forget, today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, and the 3rd of February, for right deal, your last 3 days to get your entry in. into becoming the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, all you have to do is send an e-letter to Big Fatty at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, you got to get it in. Postmarked, e-letter marked. What is that? Bank ready? What's that called? Y'all, it's got to be in before midnight on Friday night. Y'all, it's one entry per person. And y'all, we will draw the number one, the number two, and the number three fan of the BFO during halftime of the big game this coming Sunday, the 5th of February. Big Freddy, get the dip ready. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have got several more, what do you call those, voice letters, but y'all, I have got some entries that I need to read to you for, today, y'all, let's see what we got here, y'all, we have finally, in fact, y'all, this may be, breaking news.
It's just into the BFO, number one fan entry desk. Guru Nudie has thrown his fat into the ring.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Yeah, guys, y'all, it is true, you know, old Nudie and Miss Bacon, y'all, they are campaigning heavily. Y'all, I'm surprised that Kim... Beaver, y'all, I'm surprised she hasn't wagged her tail. Baby, please. Y'all, and I'd like to read Guru Nudie's message in his number one fan entry. It says, I'm a uniter, not a divider. If elected, I will reach out across the aisle and under the table to my opponents. God bless America. Y'all, I believe that should be hydrogen bless America. Baby, you got that right. So, Guru, we will move you into the colostomy bag. Baby, you just say the most vulgar things. Y'all, Bill in St. Louis, y'all, he was the number one fan. Back in 2009, and y'all, he has sent his entry, and it says, Big Fatty, I'm entering the contest because I need a new Big Fatty t-shirt for a matching set. And y'all, he says, attached is my personal entry form. And y'all, there's a picture of his penis. And y'all, I was thinking that some mushrooms would be Fatty, please. But anyway, I have forwarded that to the Faye driver. So I'm thinking that the Faye driver may be campaigning for Bill in St. Louis. So anyway, Bill, thank you so much. You're in the colostomy bag. You and your big mushroom. Y'all, we have gotten another entry from Mexico, y'all. Y'all, it is that Mr. Z over there in the Mexico. Y'all, he has to live and put up with the assistant all the time. And Mr. Z has sent in his entry, and y'all, it is concise. It is concise, and y'all, basically his. His entry says, no! And so, Mr. Zed, we're going to put you in the colostomy bag. Y'all, we have gotten one from the Seda 69. It says 25 words or less. Ain't enough to tell you how badly I want to be your number one fan. Oh, I guess it is. Scott the Seda. Y'all, the Seda 69, we will stick you right on in there. You can just fly your plane. Maybe you should send a picture of the Impala over to the Seda 69. Not to the Seda 69, to the... Fatty, he's seen it. He didn't need to see it again. Send it over there to the Faye driver. and y'all, we have gotten a... an entry here now from that Joey Bukkake from up there at the of the cocktails and cream puffs. And y'all, he says, break ready by becoming the number one fan of the BFO. I could better achieve my lifelong dream of spreading the ministry of the great fat one and the word of bacon to the Northeast United States. Joey Bukkake, 2012. And, you know, being the number one fan, clearly this would not hurt your chances of winning a podcast. Big Fatty, don't bring that up. He is still moping about that. So, Joey Bukkake, we're going to put you in the colostomy bag. Y'all, we have got one. From the Timmy Sims. Oh, dear, I see y'all. It is from the Timmy Sims. And y'all, the Timmy Sims says, Big Patty, I'm the only one with a working teleport machine. I've kicked all my husbands to the curb. Pounce, lick, belly rub, commence spooning. Carry on, citizen, Uncle Daddy, Timmy Sims. Y'all, if only that was all true. But y'all, I didn't say that the 25 words or less had to be true. Because y'all, if they had to be true, quite frankly, not a damn one of you would qualify, I don't think. Y'all, I don't know what's going on here. Because I've just received a last-minute entry here. Let me see if I can get it to come up. Bay Fatty, you sound vulgar. Y'all, I can't. Why can't I get that to work? Y'all, I've got an e-letter here. Let me try to pull this up again. Bay Fatty, please, 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 please. Y'all, it is from Miss Kitty, and y'all, Miss Kitty says, Fact one, please consider this my entry to the number one fan contest for 2012 and place it in the colostomy bag. By the way, my campaign slogan is keep it local. Y'all, then he goes on to, say a few things to Big Fatty that I can't repeat here. Big Fatty, he knows how to make you stammer. He knows how to make you stammer. And y'all, we've got another one right here. Y'all, Yes, Big Fatty. It is from a depressed person, y'all. It is from the gay cowboy, y'all. And Chuck is the gay cowboy. And y'all, he says he is so depressed that it looks like he should not have gotten married on the day of his exiting of the birth canal, as Boss Boy has made sure you knew about us getting hitched, but never mentioned it was my birthday. Then we did it on. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that means. Y'all, that's not even an entry into the number one fan contest. Well, gay cowboy, I'm glad you did it on. Bay Fatty, please. You probably weren't supposed to read that. So, and y'all, then that crazy Mexican, y'all. Oh, wait a minute, y'all. There's another crazy Mexican. The turnip head. Y'all, the turnip head. Y'all, there's something wrong with my goggle mail. It keeps hiding stuff, and then all of a sudden it reappears. But y'all, the turnip head says, well, Big Fatty. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, he didn't say that. He said, well, if size counts, then I am the number one fan because I have the biggest heart of all the BFO fans. So big, it requires batteries. So, turnip head, we're going to stick you in the colostomy bag. And, y'all, it seems to me like the Hat M had something else for me, too. But, y'all, I don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, have you been over to the spot in Big Fatty, y'all? There's a clock over there that the eyes Google back and forth. They goggle back and forth. And, y'all, quite frankly, if you spend all your time over there at the spot spotting Big Fatty, you're probably going to end up saying...
One hesitates to use the word Big Fatty and behind in the same sentence, but...
But? You'll say but instead of behind?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.